powerful force in Georgia music was stilled earlier this month. Colonel Bruce Hampton died shortly after his 70th birthday celebration at the Fox Theater in Atlanta. But he left doing what he loved, making music.
I'm heading down to Aberdeen, to New Orleans.
Bruce is often called the granddaddy of the jam band scene. He grew up in Atlanta, recorded in the 60s and 70s as leader of the Hampton Grease Band. They appeared with groups like the Allman Brothers and Grateful Dead, among many others. Music journalist Jess Jarno remembers those early, early sounds.
What really made me a fan of Colonel Bruce was being able to hear his albums from the 70s and the 80s, especially the Hampton Grease Band album, Music to Eat, which was very, very out of print at the point when I started looking for it and finally tracked down a copy on cassette. And it was just this sort of perfect hybrid. It was like all the far out guitar stuff from Frank Zappa, but without that kind of West Coast uptight Frank Zappa thing.
Gypsy Bieber went running out the ball. Gypsy Bieber went running out the ball.
Back then, Bruce was a crowd shocker. His growly vocals and onstage antics surprised a lot of people, even made some of them uncomfortable. Jesse Jarno has vivid memories the first time that he interviewed him.
The thing that had struck me that sort of inspired the interview was that Bruce really seemed like a connection point between music and sort of points far beyond, in the sense that he, I think, really connected music to sort of theater and comedy in these ways that I think a lot of people in sort of the jam world and the live music world weren't necessarily doing before that, and actually really haven't been doing either besides him.
No one, Bruce included, was really sure how to describe Hampton's music. Maybe the best way is to say it welcomed many styles, genres, and subjects. Oteil Burbridge played bass with Bruce.
At will, he could convey every emotion that he was feeling, even at that moment. That's why it was so different all the time. We always had such a sense of anticipation of what was going to come out of his mouth or out of his guitar amp, because it was different every time. And it was whatever he was feeling at that second. And I thought, well, supposedly this guy can't play, but he can do that and I can't. So what's up with that?
I'll be here to stay, so many times. Gonna be lonely, gonna be so many times.
Bands like Widespread Panic and Phish say Bruce was a huge influence on them. Bruce had a way of taking younger musicians under his wing and imparting life lessons. Oteil Burbridge again.
He would ask us to do all kinds of crazy things, but, you know, a lot of them were, in retrospect, like exercises to try to get us out of our own preconceptions of ourselves, basically. And he used to always say to me, he's like, you know, your idea of yourself is a lot more limited than what you really are. Like, if you embrace the unknown, you'll shoot far past the mark that you're shooting for, which turned out to be quite true.
Jeff Sipe was the Colonel's drummer. He says Bruce was a philosopher.
He could be the most serious person. He could talk about things like the only thing you can control in life was your breath and your intention. He helped me think about musical and life considerations and choices, and I see them as parallel now. You know, the lessons in music, you can apply it to life. How you treat a person on stage is how you treat the stranger. He helped me see that there are a million reasons to play music, but that only a few really mattered. Self-expression is crucial, but if not grounded in the best intention, could be futile and pointless or completely selfish.
The night of his 70th birthday show, the Tedeschi Trucks Band joined Bruce for his last concert. After his death, the band offered this farewell, quote, "It was a dramatic and poetic ending to the life of a man whose entire way of living was an art form, but cannot mitigate the sadness of all who loved him. He will be missed and always remembered." If you have a concert experience or memory of Colonel Bruce to share, give us a call. Leave your message at 404-500-9457. You can also post on Facebook or tweet at OST Talk.
We'll be right back. for those dead presidents.